Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Bava Metzia Daf Chof Dalid. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a specially marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage and then go to option 2. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief formatted introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked daf before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins 9 lines from the top of Daf Chof Daled. Before we begin the actual shiur, we glance in the margin where we have our nosei, our topic heading, which reads Kelim Chadoshim, New Vessels. We'll discuss finding new vessels. One point, Shesav Osan Ha'ayin, that the owner has had a chance to absorb its appearance. Literally, the term Sav Osan Ha'ayin, Sova means sated, Ayin is the eye. The eye has become satisfied, become filled with recognition of the item. And in contrast, shalos avosanayin, brand new items that the owner didn't have a chance yet to gain recognition or familiarity with. We turn to the Gemara, Tanya. The framed section you see represents, of course, a Tanaic source. Mode Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Rav Shimon Elazar was a name that we saw already back in the Mishnah Adaf Chof Aleph, who spoke about finding clay on Puria, and the Gemara on Daf Chof Gimel Amud Beis raised the question, what do you mean by clay on Puria? And with reference to that, we saw, you see we have a little star to the side of the Gemara text. You can see the reference to the parallel Gemara on Chof Gimel Amud Beis toward the bottom. And in asking about clay on Puria, Rav Shimon, we mentioned in the Mishnah that Rav Shimon ben Elazar said that type of vessel you are able to take. You can, ain chay of lahachriz. You don't have to announce you don't have to announce it as a lost article because the owner isn't going to be able to give signs of recognition, simonim, in order to recover it. So the Gemara on Chof Gimel Amud Beis, what we saw in our last year, said they are clay kelim chadoshim shelos sovosan ayin, new vessels, in which there wasn't enough time for the owner to gain recognition of them. The Gemara here, this particular brisa, mentions that Reb Shimon ben Elazar will concede that you do have to machriz, you do have to announce when you find kelim chadoshim shesavosan ayin, shechayev lahachriz. If the new vessels, they might be in a state of newness, but they have been used to the point that the owner may have gained recognition of them, so you have to announce their finding. V'elu hein kelim chadoshim shelo savosan ayin. The following are examples of new vessels that the eye hasn't necessarily gained familiarity with. In other words, the owner wouldn't recognize them. She'eno chayav lahachris, that one would not have to announce if one found it. Kagon, bade machtin v'tsinurios u'machruz shel kardumois. Bade machtim are needles. Bade machtin are poles on which needles are suspended, are hung. Tsinorios are, Rashi explains, on the first narrow line, mazleges kitanim she tovois boizov. They're small type of forks that are used for spinning a gold thread. So it's used also in the fabric production process. Machroises shel kardumos are bundles of axes. Kol Elu Shamru, Amosai Mutar, and all of those items that we mentioned, when do we say they're permitted? We mentioned that if you found Kelim Chadoshim She Loi Savosan Hayin, so you don't have to announce them. So when are they allowed for you to take? Bizman Shemotzan Echad Och Echad, provided you find them individually, each one by itself. Avol Motzan Shnayim Shnayim Chayav Lahachriz. If you find them in pairs, you have to announce your finding of the of a lost item. Rashi then adds that the owner will be able to provide a number, even though they're new and he doesn't have identification marks in the item itself, but he can tell you the number. We have a bracketed section, only three lines. After the brackets, the Gemara will continue with Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Within the brackets, there's we'll call it a word analysis. We mentioned a few lines up, and you can see we have little arrows to the side of the Gemara, the term Bade Machtin. So here the Gemara asks, within the brackets, my Bade, what does that word mean? We already explained it, but here the Gemara focuses in on what is it. Shochi are branches of a tree. Vamai Kori Le Bade, why above is the vessel referred to, Bade Machtin, referred to using that word? If it means the branch of a tree, what's the connection between that and a pole on which needles are suspended? So the Gemara answers, Dovor Shet Detolu Bei Midi, items upon which things are suspended, Bad Koru Le. The term Bad is the word describing the element or the entity from which other things are suspended. Ki hahu disnan hosam, similar to what you see in the Tanaic source quoted from Maseches Sukkah, and there the Gemara deals with an arova branch, one of the dalid minim that constitute your mitzvah of lulav, one of the four varieties or species that comprise the lulav mitzvah, the arova branch, and in describing, we'll say the laws regarding its kashrus, its acceptability. It says there, ola echod bevad echod, one leaf suspended from a single stem. So the branch or arova willow branch or stem is the bad from which the ola is the leaf is suspended. So you see the word bad in that context, something from which something is suspended. And we continue now with Reb Shimon ben Elazar. V'chein hoy Reb Shimon ben Elazar oimer, and Reb Shimon ben Elazar also said, Hamatzil min ha'ariyu min ha'dov min ha'nomer min ha'bardalis. If one recovers an item from in front of a lion, a bear, a nomer, another form of wild beast, like a leopard or tiger, a bardalis is also another kind of threatening creature. Rashi gives you a French word for it. Umin zuto shalyam, or one recovers something from the area where the sea would wash away things in a high tide. Umin shlulisu shel nohar, or one recovers something from where the river rises and washes away things on along its banks. So in all of these cases, you're recovering something from a state in which it will inevitably be lost, will be gone. Hamotze bisrachi uflachi gedoyla, one who finds something in a large public area. Uvachol mokim sharabim mitsuyin sham, or any other kind of place where the multitudes are found. And Rashi adds, even if the item has a simen, even if it has some type of identification mark, Hare Elu Shelo, you can keep them. Because in all of these cases, Mipnei Shabailu Misyashin Mehen, the owner gives up hope on getting that item back. So you are entitled to it. Before we continue in the Gemara, we have a topic heading, the Nosei, and we indicate at Soif Amud Beis. This is a long topic. It will comprise the balance of our shiur today. Shitas Reb Shimon Elazar, will be focusing on him. Motzah b'mokayim sharabim mitzuyim sham harei ilu shelo. We just saw that in the Tanaic source. One who finds an item where the multitudes amass, you can keep it. Ha'im dafkeim roiv kinanim is his teaching only when the majority of the masses described, the majority are heathens, are idol worshippers. Oh, afilu b'roiv Yisrael, or even if the masses are comprised of the majority of Jews. Throughout the Gemara, we will see also the Gemara interested in knowing what is the Shitas HaRabbanan. The Tanaic source featured Rabbi Shimon Elazar. Does that imply that there are Rabbanim that disagree with him? And as we turn to the Gemara, you'll notice we open with a long question when these factors come up. Now, the Gemara. We noted before a long question. Ibai Eloho, stage 1. Ki Ka'amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Shimon ben Elazar pointed out that when you find something in an area where the public amasses, you are entitled to keep it. Beroiv Kinanim, Aval Beroiv Yisrael, though, did he limit his leniency to a case where the majority are heathens, or even when the masses are Jewish? Or did he say, even if the masses are Jewish, since it's found in a public area, you're entitled to take it? And if you take the approach that his leniency extends even to a case where the masses are Jewish, pligi rabbonon ole olo pligi. This is the second stage of analysis. Do the rabbis disagree with Reb Shimon Elazar or not? V'im timtzalom are pligi, and if you say yes, they disagree. Barov Yisrael vadai pligi. If you say the rabbis disagree, they certainly would disagree with Reb Shimon ben Elazar when the masses are Jewish, that you would have to announce your having found a lost item. Beroiv Knanim pligi od lo pligi. Do the rabbis extend their machlokas even to a case where the masses are characterized by heathens or not? V'im timsalomar pligi afilu beroiv Knanim. And if you say the rabbonon go so far as to say that you must announce the finding of a lost item even if the masses are characterized by being heathen, in other words, the majority of those there are heathen, still the Rabbanan insist on your announcing the finding of a lost item. Now the fourth stage of analysis, halacha kamoisai, ain't halacha kamoisai. Is the halacha like Reb Shimon ben Elazar or not? Imtim salom halacha kamoisai, and if you say the halacha follows his ruling, the fifth stage of analysis, dafka barov kananim, are we going to express our acceptance of him, of Reb Shimon Elazar, only in a case where the masses are comprised primarily of heathens, or afilu barov Yisrael, or even in a case where the majority are Jewish? Toshma. So you can see we have the use of triangles, and if you scan ahead in the Gemara, you'll notice how the triangle direction alters, and the triangle marking, you'll see, continues till Omid Beis as well. So on the side of the Gemara, under our Mivneh heading, we have the explanation. Nisyonos, these represent attempts. Lifshoit im Omar Rav Shimon Elazar es shitosei afilu barov Yisrael. Does Rav Shimon ben Elazar say that you can keep it even if the masses are characterized being the majority Jewish? If that is the direction the Gemara takes, you'll see the triangle point facing up. Oirak b'roiv kananim, or maybe his shita of allowing you to take something when it's found in an area of masses is maybe only is where Rove Kananim, where the majority of the masses are heathen. And in when the Gemara tries to say prove in that direction, you'll notice an inverted triangle. If you scan beyond the triangle, you'll notice, for example, on the third wide line of the Gemara, the expression Shema Amino, you see that in a bow tie shape, and on the side of the Gemara, the Shema Amino represents Nisyonos Lifshoit Emdas Reb Shimon Lozzi. These are attempts to conclude what his position is, and then you'll notice a double underline that follows, at which point the Gemara is Doche, rejects whatever we were trying to prove. So now the Gemara. The last narrow line, Toshma, Hamoitse Mois Bebote Knesios Bebote Mitroshos, Uvachomokim Sharabe Mitsuyan Sham. If one finds coins in synagogues or in Torah study centers or any place that the rabbim, the masses, are found, Hare Elu Shelo, Mitnei Shabayim Misyashim Mehem. You are entitled to keep it because the owner has given up hope on getting it back. Man Shamis Le Da'ozil Boser Ruba. Who is it that we have heard to place a premium on places where the masses are found? The expression in the source that we dashed underlined, Sheha Rabim Mitsuyin Sham, the Rabim, is something that Reb Shimon ben Elazar spoke of. And in this source, you see a reference to finding things in synagogues or Torah study centers, Shema Amino, Afilu Barov Yisrael Nami. We can see from here that even though there's no name in the source, but its signature is that of Reb Shimon ben Elazar, even where the masses are characterized as Jewish, you are entitled to keep it. The Gemara rejects Hocha b'mayaskinon b'mefuzorin. The coins spoken of were coins that were scattered, and the Rabbonon, the source is authored by the Rabbonon, and the Rabbonon can see that where the mois are mefuzorin, you're entitled to keep it. Question: E b'mefuzorin my iria mokum sharabim mitzuyin sham. If the coins spoken of in this source are scattered, then why does the source make mention specifically of Mokum Sharab Mitzuyim Sham? You found them in a place that the masses are found. Afilu Ein HaRabim Mitzuyim Sham. Even if it's a place that's not frequented by the public, you would be entitled to keep the coins, scattered coins. Ela Li'olam B'Tziburin. There's a different greeting on the side. Tziburin means they're piled up. The coins are not scattered, but rather in piles. The hocha v'may askinon, and yet we don't want to conclude that Reb Shimon, that it's a source of Reb Shimon Lozer saying even Rov Yisrael, but rather bebote knesios shel knanim, worship centers of the heathens, so that we're not speaking of a place where it's Rov Yisrael. The Gemara asks, well, Bote Midrashos Ma'ikol Amemar, as far as prayer centers, so the heathens have prayer centers. But the study centers, where do you come to speak of idol worshippers in study centers where they study their code of law? There is no such thing. So the Gemara says, Bote Midrashos Didon, Diyasvi Behu Kananim. They in fact are Torah study centers, but the heathens sit there. They're present over there. Hashto da'osis l'hochi. Now that we've come up with this explanation, Bote Knesios Nami Didon, the source might in fact be referring to synagogues. However, Diyasvibu Kananim, the heathens are there. Rashi adds information, these places were outside the city environs. And Knanim, heathens, were there to serve as guards. So we don't have any, we cannot conclude what we tried to in the most recent bow tie, that Reb Shimon ben Elazar is lenient to the extent that even if It's a place of Rov Yisrael. You can keep the found items. Ta Shma Motza Bo Aveda. You found a lost article in a city that Jews and idol worshippers dwell. Im Roiv Yisrael Chayav Lachris. If the majority of the inhabitants are Jewish, so then you as the finder have to announce the finding of a lost item. Im Roiv Kenanim Eino Chayav Lachris. If the majority in that town are heathens, then you don't have to announce it. Man Shamis Leidomer Azlina Basaruba. Who has been heard to hold that you determine matters based on the row, based on the majority of the population, Reb Shimon ben Elozer, and Shema Mida, and from here you would conclude that Kikom Reb Shimon Elozer, Reb Shimon Elozer said that if it's in a place where the public are found, you can keep it, Barov Kananim, only in the case where the majority of that public are heathens, Avol Barov Yisrael Lo. But if the majority are Yisrael, as you can see in the source, you are chayav lachris. You have to announce the finding of the lost item. You cannot keep it. The Gemara rejects ha money rabbonani. This source doesn't shed light on Reb Shimon ben Elozer. It is in accordance with the rabbonan. Well, then tifsha mina. Then let us conclude one of the questions we raised before. Let us conclude the modu le rabbonan Reb Shimon Elozer barov kananim. That the Rabbanan concede to Reb Shimon Elozer that you're entitled to keep it when you have the majority of the inhabitants are heathens, and yet we raise that as a question. We didn't have a conclusion to that, so we go back. Eloli Olam Reb Shimon Elozer he v'afilu barov Yisrael nami. The source is in accordance with Reb Shimon Elozer, and even if the majority were Jews, you could keep the found item. So why did the source say if Rov Yisrael, you have to machriz, you have to announce it? The source is not talking about a lost article. It's talking about an article that was hidden away. Rashi says, since it was buried away, lav aveda hi. It's not in the realm of a lost article. Hilkoch Barov Yisrael Yachruz. Therefore, in a case where the majority of the population are Jewish, you have to announce. I think Gemara asks, "E b'tamun, if it's an article that was buried away, my avida de gabe, what are you doing with it?" It said in the source that if it's Rov Yisrael, you have to machris. But what are you doing with it? V'atnan motza kli v'ashpa, if you found a vessel in a garbage heap, mechusilo yigabo. If it's covered up, it's buried away, don't touch it. Megula, notilamachris. If it's exposed, you take it and announce. Now, we've put little brackets around the megula, notilamachris. We want to de-emphasize right now that section of the source. What we see, though, is that if you want to say that the source of the most recent inverted triangle, where it says imroiv Yisrael Chayav Lachris is talking about a case of Tamun that is hidden away. You shouldn't have taken it in the first place. So the Gemara says, Kida Omar Fobas, Rav Papa says later on, Ba'ashpa Shena Asuya Lefanois Venimlach Ala Lefanoisa. Here we're talking about it was buried away in. Rav Papa speaks in terms of a garbage heap that usually stays where it is, and the owner decided on one occasion to clear it away. Hachanami, so to hear in our case, we adopt a similar analysis. Ba'ashpo shena silifanos, the article was buried away in a garbage heap that you would have expected it not to be removed. And the owner decided to one day to remove it, to remove the garbage heap. And now you are there. And if you don't take that article that was buried away, so there will be a total loss on it. Therefore, we say take it and announce. So that your taking of that article that was hidden away was only because of Nimlach Olel Lefanoso, because there was this immediate decision to remove, to clear away that garbage heap. We continue at the top of Omid Beis. V'iboyes Eimah, the Olam Rabbanan. The alternative approach is that this source is in accordance with the Rabbanan, and it's not a case of Tamun. Mikotani Hein Shalo, in speaking about if there's Rov Kananim, does it say that you can keep the item? Eino Chayov Lahachris Kotani. All the source says is that you don't have to announce it. The Aniach, the IC Israel, the Oyev Bey, Simon of Ashokel. So what you all that's required is that you leave it and let a Jew come along and give a simon, give an identification mark, and then he'll take it. We're not saying, though, that you're entitled to keep it. We'll take a look at the Rashi at the top. V'ivoy seim aleilam rabbonon, u'b'sheino tomun, and the source is not talking about an item hidden away. But nevertheless, v'lo tifsha mino de module rabbonon, de module barov kanan, but at the same time, we're not going to conclude that the Rabbanan will concede to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, even in a case where the majority are heathens, that you're allowed to keep it. Because that's not what it says in the source. Rashi continues on the second line from the top. Mi kotoni, does it say in the source that hein shelo? It doesn't. Eino chayv lachris kotoni. Dekevan de roiv kananim, dilmo de kananim hu. Since the majority there are heathens, the item that you found might be one of theirs. V'shelo nami lo havya, and to claim it as your own, that too not. The lo azli rabbonon boser rubo v'mona, the rabbonon don't determine or conclude matters based on the nature of the masses, the majority of the people that are there. So therefore, they say you can't, therefore they don't give you a heter of keeping it just because the majority happen to be heathens. Ta Shema, the Omar Rav Asi here, we're going to try to bring a proof from a ruling of Rav Asi, who was a great Amora, and that's why you don't see any framed section here. But nevertheless, we try to shed light from, based on what he says, to the Machlokes, or to the discussion concerning Rav Shimon Elazar. Motza chavis yayin be'ir shirubo kananim. He found a barrel of wine in a community that was the majority of the masses there were heathens. Muteres mishum mitzia. You can take it. You're not chayav to machris. You don't have to announce it as far as a lost item. Vasura bano. And yet you cannot drink from it. You can't benefit from it. If a Jew came along and gave a sign of his ownership of that barrel, then the one who found the barrel, based on the word of this Yisrael, that it's kosher wine, that it's his wine, so the finder is allowed to drink the wine. In effect, the finder is now allowed to keep it, so that we're accepting the simon given by this Israel in partial terms, enough for the finder to keep it as it being identified as kosher wine. Wine produced by heathens is not permissible to drink. That's what we said before concerning Osir Bahano. But the fact that some Israel gave a simon, it shows us that as far as that Isser is concerned, you're entitled to drink it. Kaman, Rav Shimon Elazar. This statement of Rav Asi would be according to Rav Shimon Elazar, because Rav Asi speaks about found a place that the rove is Kananim. So you see that he determines things on the nature of the majority of the population. Shmami, no, come Rav Shimon Elazar, but Rav Kananim. We see from here that Rav Shimon Elazar said his din that you can keep it when the majority are heathens. Avol b'roiv Yisrael lo. But if the majority of the population there were Jews, then Reb Shimon ben Elazar, who was reflected here by Rav Asi, would not have said that you're allowed to keep it.
The Gemara rejects that.
I will tell you that Rav Shmuel Elazar has an allowance for you to keep it, even if the majority of the people there were Jews.
And
Ravasi agrees with Rav Shmuel Elazar on one point, namely if you have Rov Kenanim, you can keep it, but would disagree with Rav Shmuel Elazar with regard to Rov Yisrael. So as far as Rav Shmuel Elazar's own opinion is concerned, he might in fact say you can keep it even if you find a place where the majority of the people are Jewish. More as a technical question, we have a little arrow that you can align with this arrow. Once you tell me, as you did above, that in a place that's Rov Kenanim, the barrel is Mutar Mishum Mitzia, you can keep it, but you can't have Hanoa from the contents. V'chimeachar de'asir banoa, then Mutaris Mishum Mitzia L'may Hilchasa. Once you tell me that the wine content is prohibited to benefit from, what value is there in my knowing that it's Mutar Mishum Mitzia, that you can keep it? L'may Hilchasa, what is it Mutar? Omer Avasi L'Kankana, the barrel, the container itself, once you spill out the wine, the container itself is mutter. That's what the benefit of telling me mutter mishum mitzia has for me. Before we continue, we glance at the side of the Gemara under our nosei, our topic heading, which reads mitziois found articles b'mekaymois psuchim, in open areas. One, nahar, a river. Two, Shuk, a market, and three, Midbar, a desert. You'll notice that we have employed a diamond marking, one of our series markings, and followed by a dashed underline. And these highlight Maisim Shel Mitzios Shnimsu B'Mekaymis Psuchim. As we said in our topic, these are incidents involving found articles in open areas in Psakim Shonim, with different rulings. You'll see the double underline marking highlighting the rulings. So as you skim down the Gemara, after each diamond, you'll notice the first dashed underline, Binahar Biron, a reference to a found article by the river. And the ruling there is go and announce the finding of it. In other words, you're not keeping it for yourself. The next diamond is followed by Beshuka de Beidisa, in the marketplace Beidisa. Rashi explains that that's a marketplace where they sell crushed wheat that's used for making cereals. It's a place that the public frequents. And there was an article found there, and the ruling in that case is Harei Elu Shelo, you can keep it. And then there's another incident followed by the dashed underlining Bemidbara, and another case involving Shuka de Gildoi, and you'll see the ruling there. That's followed by another incident involving the Shuk, where the ruling there on the third wide line of the Gemara, you can see Zil Shkol and Afshach, take it for yourself. And then later on the page, several more. I think you got the gist of the structure. Along the way, we haven't forgotten our attempt to deal with the opinion of Rav Shimon ben Elazar. How does he rule? And we now turn to the Gemara text. Hahu Gavra de Ashkach Arbo Zuzi. There was a man that found four zuz, type of coin. De Tsairi Besadina, that was tied up in some fabric. Vishadu Binahar Biron, and it was cast into the Biron River. Asa Lekame de Rav Yehuda. The case came to Rav Yehuda. What should he do with the money? Omar Le Zil Achriz. Go and announce the finding of the lost item. The Gemara asks, why should there be any need for an announcement? Why can't the finder keep it? V'hazuto Shel Yamhu, is it not the case of Zutel Shel Yam,
which we saw already several times. If it's found in the water that's cast away by the sea, or river banks that are washed away, and you find items there, you can keep it. So the Gemara says, "Shiny Nahar Biron." The case of the Biron River is different. Kevon de Maskil lo Miyish. Here we look at the Rashi. The upper part of the narrow lines, the Maskil, Yesh boi michsholim avonim ustimas goder sheisim ledogim. The river is not a free-flowing river per se. It has in it an accumulation of rocks, and it has also submarine fences that are made for catching fish. And as a result of that, Velomiyish, the owner of the money that fell into that river, doesn't give up hope on recovering it. Sovar, he figures, Lo yuchal hanor lahulichom chutz lemichsholim. The water stream, the stream of the river, the streaming water in the river, is not going to be capable of carrying it far beyond those different interruptions. Uregilim hoyu l'soichro l'nakoisoi v'lichroisoi. That was a regular practice of the people in that area to dam up the river, dam it up upstream, and thereby enabling them to clean out the river near where they were located, and to lichrosu is to re-dig it, to dig it out. Sheyishtefu meimov, so that there should be a decent flow, a decent current. The soimech, the owner, relies on them finding it. Sheyimtzeim kishyischiru oisoi v'yinkoim. Or v'yinakum. They will find the money that the owner lost when they dam up the river to clean it out. So the Gemara continues, v'ha ruba kenanim ninu. Is it not so that the majority of the people there were heathens? And yet the Rav was ruling, it was in our case Rav Yehuda, ruled that you cannot keep it for yourself. So Shamas Mino, should we conclude from here, Ein Halacha K'Rav Shimon ben Elozer Afilu Barov Kananim, that we do not follow Rav Shimon Elozer even in a case where the majority of the public there were heathens? The Gemara says, Shaini Nahar Biron. The case of Nahar Biron is different. The Yisrael Sachulei V'Yisrael Korulei. It's Jews that are in charge of damming it up. It's Jews that are in charge of digging it out. Kevon di Yisrael Sochulei, since it's Jews that dam it up, Amor mi Yisrael Nofal. There's reason to suspect that it fell, that the money that was lost there in the river actually fell from Jews. Kevon di Yisrael Korulei lo miyish, and since Jews are the ones that are going to dig it out, they're going to care for the river, so the owner will not give up hope. Rav Yehuda, Havi Shokiv Ozil Basrei Demor Shmuel. Rav Yehuda was walking along following Shmuel Beshuka Debei Disa in the wheat, crushed wheat marketplace. Disa, like the word Disa, as Rashi says, which is a word translated as porridge or cereal. So it's a place that a marketplace in which that was sold. The main point for us, as Rashi points out, is V'rabim Mitsuyin Sham. Rashi says that it's a place that the public frequents. Omar Lei Motzokan Arniki Mahu. So Rav Yehuda asked Shmuel, what would be the din if in a place like this an arniki? Arniki is a wallet, a pouch usually filled with money. What would be the din if an arniki was found over here? Omar lay, so Shmuel answered, Hare Elu Shelo, you can keep it. Bal Yisrael v'nosan bo simin ma'u, if a Jew came along and gave presented identification marks, what would be the din? Omar lay chayav lahachsir. So he says, well, then you'd have to give it back. The Gemara asks Tarti, two contradictory laws. You told me at the outset you can keep it. If I can keep it, then it becomes mine. What's this idea of returning it to an owner? It's mine. Amar lei lifnim mishuras hadin. what I was saying to give it back. If someone gives you the signs of ownership, it's beyond the letter of the law. In other words, letter of the law entitles you to keep it. But acting beyond the letter of the law, an act of piety, would expect you to give it to he who presents to you the simen. Kiha, similar to the following, the Avod Shmuel, Ashkach, Hanoch Chamri B'madbara, the father of Shmuel found some donkeys in the desert. Vajrinu L'morayu, L'bosu Treser Yarch Yishasa, L'fni Mishro Sadin, and he gave it back to their owner after 12 months. And that was an act that we call L'fni Mishro Sadin, beyond the letter of the law. The finding of those donkeys was after they were lost for 12 months. Rava, Havishok Velzu Basrei, the Rav Nachman. Rava was walking along following Rav Nachman, Beshuka de Gildoi, in a leather market. Rashi says, Ratzonim. Ratzonim is a place where leather straps are manufactured. The Amri Law, another version of the story, is Beshuka de Rabbonan, in a market frequented by the rabbis. Amalei Motzo Kanarniki Mahu, what would be the din, what would be the law if you find here an Arniki? Amalei Hare Elu Shelo, you would be able to keep it. Ba Yisrael Venosa Bo Simen Mahu, and if a Jew came along and gave signs indicating his ownership of it, what would the din be then? Amalei Hare Elu Shelo, that doesn't matter, you can keep it. Falo Omeid Vitzoveach, ah, but he's there standing and screaming, it's mine, it's mine. So Shmuel answers, I should say Rav Nachman answers, Nase kitzoveach habeisa shenofal, valsfinasa shetova beyametz. No different than someone who's screaming or crying over his house that fell, or his boat that sunk at sea. In other words, it's too late. Post facto, the finder was entitled to keep it. Hahu Dayo. Dayo is a type of bird, a variety of bird. The Shokil Bisra Beshuka, this bird took aloft a piece of meat from the market. Vishadye Bitsanaisa de Bebar Marion, and cast the piece of meat down on palm trees of the Bar Marion family. Also lekame d'abaye, and the case came to Abaye. Can we keep the meat? Amalei zil shkoy lenafshach. You can keep the meat. Question: Vaha ruba di Yisrael ninu? But the meat came from a market where the majority were Jews, and from that you are ruling that the finder can keep it. Shamis mino, should we conclude halacha of Shimon ben Elazar afilu barov Yisrael, that the halacha follows Rav Shimon Elazar, who entitles you to keep something found or lost in an area where the public frequents, even if that public happens to be majority Jewish? The Gemara says, no, we're not going to conclude that from this incident. Shiny Dayo, the case of the bird is different. The Kizute Shoyam Domi. It's like the case of finding something in the water swept away by the sea, that even the Rabbonan agree, everyone agrees you can keep it. The Gemara asks, but nevertheless, how can you keep the meat and keep it and eat the meat? Vaha Omarab Bosu Shinisalim Min Hoayan Osir, meat that escaped the guardful eye. In other words, a piece of meat that was not subject to, we'll say, constant supervision or constant guarding is forbidden because of the suspicion that maybe the meat that you thought was the kosher meat got switched with another piece of meat, very similar in appearance, but unkosher meat. So that meat that is nis'alem min ho'ayin, according to Rav, one is not allowed to consume it. Is that not the case over here? The meat was taken from the marketplace and by the bird. Who says that the meat that was found on the tree by Bar Merion is the same piece that was taken from the kosher market? The Gemara answers, Ba'oime v'ro'ehu. The case involved people noticing or watching it from the point that it was lifted up from the kosher marketplace until it was cast onto the tree, so that the meat never experienced a point in time that it wasn't under the watchful eye of people. Rabbi Hanina Motza Gedi Shochut Bein Tveria Letzipori V'hitiru Lo. Rav Hanina found a slaughtered goat between the communities of Tveria and Tzipori, and the rabbis allowed him to eat it. Omar Rabbi Ami Hitiruhu Lo. Rabbi Ami says, let me read that again without the tone of wonderment, but rather, Rabbi Ami explains that Hitiruhu Lo in being matirid, in allowing it to Rabbi Hanina, there are two points. Mishum Mitzia Kirvshum and Ozer. You're allowed to keep it in financial terms based on Rav Shimon Elazar that items found in a public area you are entitled to keep. The original owner, we will assume, has given up hope on getting it back. And Mishum Shchita, it's allowed to be eaten on the grounds that the slaughtering was a proper slaughtering. In the story itself, all we know is that Rav Hanina found a slaughtered goat. Can you assume that the slaughtering was proper? So Rav Ami is explaining that the ruling that Rav Hanina received shows us that yes, you can rely on the slaughtering. And what was their calculation? Rabbi Hananya Benoi Shrab Yosi Aglili, based on Rav Hanania's teaching, Desanya Harei She'avdu Lo Gdoyav V'Tarnegolov, a person lost his goats and chickens, V'Halachu Motzon Shchutim, and he found them slaughtered. Rabbi Oser, Rabbi Hananya Benoi Shel Rabbi Yosi Haglili Matir. So you have a machlokes tanoim on this topic, and we want to focus on Rabbi Hananya Beno Shrab Yosi Haglili, who allows the eating, ruling that the shchita is assumed to have been kosher. Omar Rabbi. Rabbi explains, near in Divrei Yehuda, Kishemotzen Ba'ashpa. Rabbi moderates this machlokas, and he says, it appears we would find Rabbi Yehuda's opinion more likely if that prohibits the consumption of the meat, if when found, it was found in a garbage heap. The Divrei Rabbi Hananya Benoi Shrab Yosi Haglili, Kishemotzen Ba'ayas. Rabbi Hananya, who allowed it, it's most likely that we would allow it if it was found slaughtered in a house as opposed to in a garbage heap. Midihitiru lo mishum shchita, from the fact that they in this incident, Rabbi Hanina's heter, the heter that Rabbi Hanina received, included his permission to eat it as kosher, properly slaughtered meat, Ruba Yisrael Ninu. That must be that we're talking about an area that was majority Jewish. So, with that in mind, then, Shamis Mino, should we conclude, Halacha of Shimon ben Elazar Afilu Baroiv Yisrael, that the Halacha follows the leniency of Rav Shimon ben Elazar even when found in an area majority Jewish? Omar Rava. Rava says no. Rov Kananim v'rov Taboche Yisrael. As far as rules of possession are concerned, we can't extend Rav Shimon Elazar to Rov Yisrael because the area was Rov, was majority heathen. However, the heter for eating it, making the assumption that the slaughtering was proper, is because the majority of those involved with slaughtering were Jewish. Rabbi Ami Ashkach Pargios Shchutos Bein Tveria Letzipori. Rabbi Ami found slaughtered Pargios, birds, between the communities of Tveria Letzipori, also the Kame de Rabbi Asi. V'yamrilo l'kami de Rabbi Yochanan, v'yamrilo bei Midrasha. There are three versions as to whom the issue came to, either Rabbi Asi, Rabbi Yochanan, or in the base Medrash. V'omru le, and they said to him, zil shkol l'nashav, go take it for yourself. You can keep it and benefit from it. Rabbi Yisuk Nafcha, ashkach kibura de azli bei azluye. Rashi says, "Ashkach kiburi da azli be'azliye motzup koyos shel tovi le machmoyreis urishosais b'mokum shatzer mitzuyin." He found, balls of spun material that's used for making nets that trapsmen would use. The azluye. Rashi says, "Tsayodim ha'oisim mechmoros." These are trapsmen that manufacture these traps or these nets. So Rabbi Yitzchok found these balls of spun material, string that's used for making these nets. Also, the kamid Rabbi Yochanan of Yamrilo bei Midrasha. The case came to either Rabbi Yochanan, or some versions have it being presented to the base medrash, v'omru le zil shkol l'nafshoch, and they said, you can keep it for yourself. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.